back to where it all began.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Alice Cooper is from the Motor City, from Detroit. And he's decided to pay a little tribute. He's got a Detroit-themed music project he's working on. He'll reveal more details in September. It's called Breadcrumbs. And he's paying tribute to his garage rock heroes from Detroit City, as he called it, his hometown. Special guests like MC5's Wayne Kramer, Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad. It's going to be an EP, 6 songs, which will probably tease a full-length album that should come out sometime in 2020. He thinks Alice Cooper's sound is the Detroit sound. He says it is Alice Cooper. That's where we wrote Killer, Love It to Death, School's Out, Billion Dollar Babies. I've always looked at Alice Cooper as sort of a Detroit band. We're a guitar band. We're a guitar rock band. That's what we'll always be. Under My Wheels is probably what an Alice Cooper Detroit band sounds like. 50 years ago today, Led Zeppelin's first album, entitled Led Zeppelin, was certified gold. That means 500,000 sales. And it was very different at the time. It didn't sound like anything out at the time. Had that blues tinge to it. A couple of stolen riffs from Jimmy Page. But he was trying some new stuff. Jeff Beck was in the Yardbirds, and then Jimmy Page was. They both did versions of You Shook Me, but the one on Zeppelin had a little something extra in there. He was experimenting with reversing the tape and putting an echo on it, and the engineer told him, you can't do that. And Jimmy Page said, just do it. Here's Jimmy Page.
The engineer, Glyn Johns, at the time, he's the engineer for the first album, he said, this is impossible. It won't work. It's impossible. I said, will you do what I'm telling you to do? Just do it. And, of course, when he put the tape around the right way again and played it back, he was grudgingly moving the fader up. You could hear this fantastic sound. It was only really employed on that album, on the end of You Shook Me.
Just do it. Is that where Nike got that?
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.